Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
If you are experiencing pain when urinating, blood in the urine or increased frequency or urgency of urination, it's possible you may be suffering from pyelonephritis. We'll tell you more in today's program. I'm Prince Moore. Stay with us.
The symptoms may start off being just like that of a urinary tract infection, needing to pass urine frequently, having burning when you urinate, maybe passing blood. The difference is that there's usually a fever and pain in your back where the kidneys are. And sometimes you may become quite ill, you may get fever and shaking, and the germs can also spread into your blood.
Pediatric kidney specialist at the University Hospital of the West Indies and a chairman of the Jamaica Kidney Kids Foundation, Dr. Marilyn Miller, highlighting the symptoms of pyelonephritis. Pyelonephritis is an infection of the kidney which could lead to kidney damage if not treated urgently.
Pyelonephritis can start off in the bladder and may spread up to the kidney. An infection may start in the blood and spread up to the kidney, especially if you have an abnormality of the drainage system from the kidney and urine goes up the wrong way. That condition is called reflux.
Any condition that prevents the free flow of urine from the kidney to the bladder or from the bladder outwards may result in pyelonephritis.
In older men, they may have prostate problems that prevent cause stoppage of urine, and that's how urine may become infected and infection track up. In children, they may have blockage from structural abnormalities of the kidney, like one part of the kidney may be partially blocked either at the level of the kidney or further down at the bladder neck. Sometimes you may have kidney stones. Children do have this as well as adults. And once the stones are there, bacteria can multiply on the stones and then become in a large enough number to cause an infection with symptoms.
Doctors may rely on various tests to diagnose pyelonephritis.
It's diagnosed by the symptoms, the findings on examination, like when you examine the abdomen and feel over the kidney area, there's a lot of pain. The kidney may be actually swollen. When you test the urine, you see bacteria, you may see red blood cells, and there may be white blood cells, which are the cells that fight germs. And when you do a urine culture, you will get an organism, a germ will be found. Additionally, if the symptoms are really bad and you need to find out what is the cause, and especially if there's a blockage, an ultrasound might be done, and it may show where the blockage is or if a stone is present, and the kidney is usually a little bit enlarged and may look a little bit abnormal on the ultrasound scan.
Pyelonephritis is treated with antibiotics and extra fluids.
It's treated with antibiotics and extra fluids, because the more urine you pass, the more quickly you're going to get rid of the bacteria that are causing the infection. It can be treated with oral antibiotics if the person is not too sick, but if they're having very, very high fevers or if they're vomiting or not looking well at all, they may need to be admitted to hospital for further treatment. And the treatment is usually a minimum of 10 days.
Pyelonephritis can be prevented by drinking adequate amounts of liquid daily.
Because the more fluid you drink, assuming that you don't have a heart condition or something else that tells you you should restrict your fluids, if you drink enough fluid throughout the day, then you pass urine regularly. The urine is not sitting around in the bladder for extended periods of time. Bacteria are then going to be in smaller concentration, and that pyelonephritis is less likely. Really, once you've found that you have a condition that can cause pyelonephritis, dealing with it should prevent further episodes.
Pediatric kidney specialist at the University Hospital of the West Indies and a chairman of the Jamaica Kidney Kids Foundation, Dr. Marilyn Miller. That's it for this edition of Healthline. To hear this and other JIS radio programs, go to jis.gov.jm/radio. With student engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Prince Moore, reminding you to stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.